I just wondered if they ever used the expression a turn of corn.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They use turn of corn.
Well, what does just, how much, what does that mean?
Well, I just, it could mean half a bushel, it could mean two bushels, as far as that goes.
I see. That was just the amount you took at one time.
Yeah.
I see. What about if the amount of wood you could carry in your arm at one time? What would you call that? Say when you had a cold.
Go out and get a load of wood.
Okay, or an arm.
Arm load of wood. Arm load of wood.
Okay. And then, what if you've been going back and forth from the? Let's say you were taking something back and forth in your wagon. Say wood.
Wagon load of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you're doing that all day long, what would you say you've been doing?
Hauling wood today.
Okay. Now let's say on the last load, you didn't have a full load.
Piece of a load.
Piece of a load.
Piece of a load.
Okay. Now, in up there in that lamp right there, what do you call that thing that's hot? Yeah.
Bub.
Yeah. And then if your wife was doing the washing and she was going to hang it out in the yard, she might carry that stuff out in a,
well, they'd carry it out in a wash pan or a small wash tub.
Uh-huh. Or how about something that you'd, let's say if you were picking apples or peaches, you might put those in a...
Well, you put them in. In this country, they pick them. As they pick them, put them in a basket and hand them. Are all I've ever seen.
Sure.
The way we used to do them. We had a pretty good orchard, family orchard, and we'd get up there and pick them in a basket and let them down and to the somebody on the ground and. They'd put them in a bag or sack, you'd call it, and carry them in to where we was going to store them.
Uh-huh. Now, on a barrel, those things that go around the barrel that keep the...
Hoops?
Yeah, and how about the thing you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork?
Yeah, and the thing you blow on, the musical instrument?
French harp?
Yeah,
or a juice harp?
That's the one you twine, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the juice harp is, and the French harp's the one that...
Yeah. The French harp's the one you just blow into.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with the reeds, the French
harp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They call them they don't call them French harps now. Harmonicas, I believe.
They call them French harps, though, when you were a boy.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that you drive nails with is a...
Hammer.
And on a wagon, that part that goes up between two horses.
The tongue.
And on a buggy, the thing you back to one horse.
Shaves.
And on a wagon wheel, the thing that the hub, what goes through the hub from hub
the
to
spoke.
Hub? Yeah, but from well.
The axle.
Yeah, and then the spokes come out of the axle, and what do they fit into?
No, the spokes comes out of the hub.
Yeah, right, out of the hub, of course.
Yeah.
And then they fit into the
rim.
All right.
They put the tire on the rim.
Yeah. What do you call one piece of the rim?
Section of the rim.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call that anything else? Just two spoke holes in it?
No, I always just called it a section of the rim.
Never called it a feller or a felly?
A feller, yes, I've heard it called fellers, but the feller is when you put the whole spokes in the hub.
I see. Oh, that's from the spokes of the hub.
Yeah, that's building the wheel. That's what it's meant for. Yeah.
I see. And then the thing that the horse actually pulls on.
Double tree and swing of trees.
Okay.